Good morning, starshine. The Earth says hello.
What day is this?
It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Look at the calendar.
Work means stress.
Yeah.
Let's get to work.
Okay, but first
I need some coffee.
Today is Tuesday, then.
What? Put on a show!
Boy, we'd need a microphone for that.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
We're on the air.
Huh? You're on the air.
Showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, boys and girls. It's Tuesday morning. And the sun's shining bright already. The sky's blue. Looking good out there, but it is chilly.
It's going to be a great day.
Yep.
Second day of summer vacation in Canton. Yesterday was the first official day. We celebrated with popsicles, ice cream, and rosé.
Oh, nice.
Guess who had the rosé?
Lucy. And I noticed I got home yesterday. I mean, traffic was every place. Because it was the last day of school in my town in Westwood, too.
Oh, it was the last. Yesterday was like the first day off.
Everybody was getting out yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was Sam's first day of camp. Came home sick.
Yeah.
Happy summer, everybody.
Happy summer. Yeah, there you go. It's all good.
Well, okay. Well, things we have coming up on the program today. We got, we were talking about Hanley Ramirez yesterday. The Hanley Ramirez story is kind of interesting. Because this friend of his mentioned him during a traffic stop, and there was, Hank, tell everybody exactly what happened on this.
Yeah, it was a guy. Police pulled the guy over, and they wanted to search his car, and they said, "Yeah, you can search my car, but don't look in that box because that's for Hanley Ramirez. His mother sent it to me to be delivered to him." Mm. And I said, "Oh, really?" He says, "Oh, yeah, I'll get him on FaceTime." So he FaceTimes with Hanley, who he knew. And the police officer took over and said, "Hey, did you know this guy was bringing a box to you from your mother?" He goes, "No." He said, "Can we open the box?" He goes, "Yeah, go ahead." They found fentanyl in the box.
Okay.
The guy dropped Hanley's name trying to get out of trouble.
Right, yeah.
Good friend.
We want to know, what have you done? Whose name have you dropped? Has anybody ever dropped your name trying to get out of trouble?
No.
No?
I want stories from cops. What's the best excuse that actually worked? Or didn't work to get out of trouble.
Yeah.
Have you ever talked your way out of a ticket?
What's the worst excuse that you just didn't buy if you're getting pulled over?
That's awesome.
Okay. I'm sorry goes a long way, you know.
Well, yeah.
Being
cooperative is very, very good. Okay, so we got that coming up today. Today is a sad day. The last day for Toys R Us. I'm sorry, Friday is the last day for Toys R Us.
Oh, I still have gifts.
All of them. They're all gone as of Friday. Ugh. And Harley Davidson, that's the Trade Wars thing. Here's the question today. Because they were talking about trade wars yesterday. What is the number one export from America to China? Think about that. We'll give you the answer a little bit later in the program this morning, okay? And have you heard about job ghosting?
No, but can I do it?
All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR, the Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, is everyone prepared for the game this morning? Because this is Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. This is a pretty tough game. We've only had one winner so far, but we think that this can be done today.
It's great.
So, okay, standing by to play online with this morning is Jack McKay. Jack is a 19-year-old college student who's working construction for the summer. So let's introduce Jack now. Good morning, Jack. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing great today.
Great. Jack,
All right. Are
you feeling good?
I'm feeling fantastic.
Good.
Do you have...
Where do you go to school, Jack?
I go to Quinnipiac.
Okay, and what are you studying?
I study business and criminal justice minor.
Really? Oh. Just in case you get into trouble in business? It's probably a good idea.
Okay,
anyway.
Here's exactly what's going to happen to you over the next 60 seconds or thereabouts. It sounds kind of ominous. Here's what's going to happen to you. This is what you'll be experiencing.
Everything sounds ominous when you say it.
LBF, I know.
LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within a time span of 60 seconds. Answer them as quickly as you can. If you're not sure, don't make a mistake. Just say pass. Move on. Your time runs out at the end. That's the way it goes. But if you have time left over, we'll come back and we'll cover them again. And if you can get them all and get them correct within 60 seconds, we simply give you $1,000 from Century Bank. Sounds pretty simple, right?
Right.
Okay. Is everybody ready to go?
I'm ready to go.
Okay, here we go.
I'm ready.
Okay.
He's ready? We're all ready. 3, 2, 1. Go.
Who is the mayor of Boston?
Pat. Wow.
What New England Patriot just tested positive for PEDs?
Pat.
Finish this children's rhyme. Mary had a little lamb. It's fleece.
Lamp. White as Snow?
Roger Daltrey is the lead singer of what band?
Pass.
42 minus 7 equals?
42 minus 7?
Yeah.
Pass.
George R.R. Martin writes this HBO series.
Game of Thrones.
Entomology is the study of what?
Bugs.
So fetch was an expression that didn't catch on in what movie?
Pass.
What planet is known as the Red Planet?
Mars.
What is the male part of a flower called?
The stamen.
Okay, who is the mayor of Boston?
Marty Walsh.
What New England Patriot just tested positive for PEDs?
Pass.
Roger Daltrey is the lead singer of what band?
But I did see your strategy there, because
yeah.
when you came back and you had time to subconsciously think of Marty Walsh and all that. Okay, we'll review the ones you missed off. Okay?
Well, I just think it's hilarious that you knew like the Stamen and Mars and Game of Thrones.
I
you
know.
You're a very eclectic.
Go figure.
He knows what he knows.
Yeah, yes, he knows what he knows.
The Stamen.
Okay, so the New England Patriot who just tested positive for PEDs is Julian Edelman. Roger Daltrey is the lead singer of The Who.
Who?
42 minus 7 equals 35. So fetch was an expression that didn't catch on in Mean Girls.
But we do have a consolation prize here this morning.
Not bad. You're only 19. You got a lot to learn.
Okay. We got a family four-pack of passes to the NHRA New England Nationals. Ooh, July 6th up through the July 8th, the New England Dragway in Epping, New Hampshire.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's going to be great. All Anybody else, you want some more information, you can simply go to NHRA.com. Hey, enjoy the races. Thanks for playing the game. Have yourself a great summer and good luck in school, Jack.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Okay. You
Thanks
too.
A
bye,
lot,
Jack.
Playing. Okay. Everybody else,
so
if you want to play, it's you know, it's not as easy as it sounds. Simply log on to WRR.com, and you could be playing Win a Grand in 60 seconds. Buddy, it's time for your 620 Men from Maine. And by the way, this was the one that was email requested by Sandy. So, Sandy, here you go. Jack, this is for you.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus and Effie have been having a bit of trouble in the boudoir due to Ephus' inability to last long enough in the sack. So they decide to attend a sex seminar. When they arrive, they notice they're the only ones there. The doctor walks in and we hear...
So, are you here for the premature ejaculation clinic?
Oh, why, yes, we are.
Well, I should tell you that you're too early.
Well, that doesn't surprise me one bit.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah?
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, are you ready to sing a sweet little lullaby for us this morning right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show? Please do.
I sure am. Hey, you know, it's difficult to fall asleep in this world. You know, social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, I don't know, people yelling, screaming, children, dogs. And you know, I need a fan.
You need white noise. You need
Who usually stands in the room?
I need a noise machine. Yep. You know, some people, there's a girl on Vanderpump Rules who actually has a warm bottle of milk. I mean, a baby bottle. It's so
really?
Weird. That's weird, but this is kind of strange, too. Lullabies for adults. This columnist says that that's the only way to get to sleep, and it really does work. Now, for example, here's a lullaby. No woman, no cry. Legit.
Soothing.
Kind of want one of those little things above the cribby.
Okay.
Hopefully you're not getting sleepy.
I know, really.
Right
Wake up. But, you know, it's not just that. I mean, could possibly the Beastie Boys help you fall asleep? This is Fight for Your Right. It's
Beastie Boys in a lullaby.
Calming. Because there's no music and no one's yelling.
Yeah, this is... Wow.
I like it. I think I'm going to try it.
If your baby grows up with this sense of aggression toward other toddlers, you might know where it came from, though, don't you think?
Could be the Beastie Boys thing.
I don't, It's not. It doesn't seem aggressive to me at this point. It usually does. I agree with you that that's a very like loud. But
yeah,
it would
be
nice.
Hard to fall asleep to the Beastie Boys normally.
But wait, so do you need something to fall asleep?
Just a pillow.
Really,
I'm out.
Yeah, yeah, do you like to completely? Do you, Hank, do you need anything to
a
fall asleep?
A pint of Häagen-Dazs is always good.
But like, you know,
no,
like,
I don't need anything.
You
I
know, could like fall, you could fall asleep anywhere, anytime, no
yep.
problem.
I could sleep on the side of the road at 93. I could fall asleep.
You know, I'm with you, Hank. I could lay down on the floor right here and go to sleep.
I need a noise, and I have like apps and stuff. I like if I stay at a hotel and it's dead silent. I'm
you know
like,
what
no.
the problem is? You're not tired enough. If you're tired enough, you can fall asleep.
No,
anytime.
I just think you can't turn your brain off.
Right. Thank you.
I can
you.
Turn my brain off.
I,
no
my
problem.
Brain is always Heartbeat. Active.
Yeah. Yeah.
See? I think. I don't know.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so, hey, the trade wars question for today is, what is America's number one export to China? Anybody got any idea at all what the number one export to China is?
No, not really.
Okay.
Manufacturing jobs?
Manufacturing jobs? No, that's a brilliant guess, no. though.
I think it's hamburger myself.
Garbage.
What?
Wow. Garbage. We ship more trash to China than anything else. Go figure.
Seems mean.
Wow.
That's...
Go
I thought we
figure.
Just dumped it in the ocean.
Most of the stuff we throw away, we buy from China anyway, right?
I guess so. It's
we
like,
get it back. We get it back in the long
yeah,
run.
Just, exactly.
Okay. Okay. Listen. Hank is standing by. I just want to let you know that Kyrie Irving is going to be on Colbert tonight. So speaking of sports, and what's going on here, Hank?
Well, Red Sox had a much needed day off yesterday to yep. rest. They find themselves a half game behind the Yankees, who beat the Phillies 4-2 last night. David Price gets the start against the LA Angels' John Lamb tonight. These teams open a three-game series at Fenway, and it marks the return of Mike Trout, considered to be the best baseball player in the league.
You know, if you get a chance to watch any of the Sox games over the next 3 days, the thing is, Vin Scully once said, if God decided to make the perfect baseball player, he would have come up with Mike Trout.
Oh, the guy is money. He's tied with J.D. Martinez and Jose Ramirez of the Indians for the lead in home runs with 23. Big Poppy, officially a member of the media. David Ortiz really? Signed a multi-year deal as a studio analyst on Fox Sports. He'll make his debut in the All-Star game. Houston Rockets' James Harden named the NBA's MVP. Philly's Ben Simmons, Rookie of the Year. Celts' Jason Tatum finished second. And Celtics coach Brad Stevens was a finalist for the Coach of the Year, but that went to the winner, Dwayne Casey, who did such an outstanding job that he was fired by the Raptors.
Amazing.
Gets fired and wins the Coach of the Year. He was eventually hired by Detroit. Celts finalizing a deal to sign EuroLeague star Brad Wanamaker, a 28-year-old guard who's played overseas for the last 7 years. The Bruins, one of five teams, the Islanders' free agent star center John Tavares says he wants to meet with Toronto, San Jose, Dallas, and the Islanders, the others. ESPN reports Julian Edelman had his appeal heard by the NFL yesterday as he attempts to have his four-game suspension overturned for use of PEDs. Edelman alleges the league testers mishandled documentation and delivery of his test results, according to the Boston Globe. And congratulations to the Medford Dodgers and my nephew Cole. They won the major league playoff championship last night at
right.
Gillis Park.
Cool.
That's where I used to play, and thank God he doesn't play like me.
Got it.
That's all the good sports.
Okay, coming up next, we got your Brian Bellbuster for the day today. And today, the topic is...
iPhones. It's Gabe's birthday, and yeah. His wife, Sharon, let me know. And he was waiting for a call back from, you know, the Apple store. So yeah. I called him first.
The A11 processor has a secret reset. So I need you to just gently caress the screen of your iPhone. Very gently.
Clockwise.
Yeah, sure. I would go counterclockwise first.
Really?
Okay, all right.
And then maybe while you're doing that, just kind of say, like, hey, Siri, you like that?
Oh. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
Hello.
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
105.7 WROR.
It's Gabe's birthday. His wife, Sharon, wanted to mess with him. He's been having some issues with his iPhone, so she let me know he was waiting for a call back from the geniuses at the Apple store, so I called him first.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Gabe.
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Gabe. Steve from Apple here.
Oh, hey. Thanks for calling back.
Yeah, you having some issues there?
Yeah, I am. This thing is so frustrating, man. Like I tell you, I want to throw the thing out.
Well, don't do that. We can walk you through a few things that you can't really do on your own, so
You've tried doing a reset and, you know, turned it off, turned it back on and all that stuff?
Yep. Yeah. That's the first thing I did.
Okay. I know on your ticket, it looked like you were maybe having some problems with some of the map stuff and the GPS. What we're going to do is we're going to reset the GPS. Okay. So if you can open up the compass on the phone.
All right. Okay. And I'm going to find that where. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, good. To recalibrate this compass, I actually need you to go outside and then kind of walk around in your yard a little bit.
Okay.
It gets a better all signal if you're outside. You can even just put it right on speaker there. If you want to hold the phone up over your head and kind of just kind of yell, "Can you hear me now?" So I know that you're still there. Okay. So that'll recalibrate. So.
Let me go outside here.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I'm outside. All right.
Okay. Make sure you hold it up high. Yep.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Keep walking around and yelling that for a little bit so it calibrates.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Okay, good, good. That should reset the GPS calibration there. So next, let's check out some of your touchscreen issues that you might have been having.
All right.
Okay, so to reset that touch motion, the A11 processor has a secret reset. So I need you to just gently caress the screen of your iPhone. Very gently.
Okay, what?
Just very gently caress the screen of your iPhone. It'll reset the touch sensors.
Okay, like counterclockwise?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I would go counterclockwise first.
Really?
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
And then maybe while you're doing that, just kind of say, like, "Hey, Siri, you like that?"
Wait, hold it. What?
So next, we're going to reset your voice activation and your facial recognition, okay?
All right. Okay. All right.
So if you've got it on speakerphone there?
I do.
Okay, so hold it up in front of your face.
All right.
The camera can recognize you. And then we kind of use like a standard song to reset the voice activation. So if you could just sing the Hokey Pokey right there into your phone, that'll reset it. And
so
the facial recognition will do that too.
Okay, the Hokey Pokey?
Yeah, it's kind of a standard, you know?
Yeah, it's an older one. Everyone knows it. Okay. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot out, you put your left foot in, and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Good. Good. Okay. We could sing another song to really get it in there, too. If you could sing Happy Birthday right into your phone, that'd be great.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Okay. Everyone knows. Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear iPhone. Happy birthday to you.
Well, actually, you know, if we did that and we could sing Happy Birthday to you, because this is actually a Brian Bellbuster, Gabe. Your wife, Sharon, let us know it was your birthday.
Oh, man.
So we thought we'd give you a call and try to help you fix your iPhone.
Oh, God. Oh. No. I got friends who listen to this. Don't do this to me, man.
You can get Sharon back on her birthday, and thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show.
Oh, thank you, man. That's awesome.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR. Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Remember that feeling? School's out feeling?
Yeah.
Oh, great feeling.
I mean, barely. Oh, but it's the best.
It is the best. Okay, well, have yourself a great summer vacation, and don't get picked up by the cops, okay? Just a little word of advice, because we're talking, you know, we were watching the Hanley Ramirez story, where this associate, this acquaintance of Hanley Ramirez, he gets pulled over, and the cops say they're going to search his car, and he says, "Don't look in that box right there, because that belongs to Hanley Ramirez." And so the cop, "Oh, really?" So, yeah, he says, "I'll get him," and they just do some Facebook time. And the cop says, Mr. Ramirez, you mind if we look in the box? They look in the box, and it's got some fentanyl stuff.
And a whole bunch of fentanyl.
Yeah, yeah. So the guy was, and so then Hanley Ramirez kind of gets thrown under the bus by some people in the media saying that he was being under a federal investigation, all that sort of thing, which is not true at all. And
he was just being used as an excuse to get out of a ticket or perhaps a little time in jail.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're looking,
who hasn't?
Great excuses. Everybody's tried a great excuse. I know. I remember my mom getting out of a ticket by crying. I mean, simply crying.
Wow, really? That's pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. It worked for
did,
her.
Did you ever take her advice and cry to get out of a ticket, Lauren?
I never did, but I should have. Probably a couple of times, okay? We've had some calls from some cops and some emails.
I got an email from a couple of guys who said they'd play a game. They were police officers. They'd pull somebody over for a violation, and then they'd go up to the window and go, okay, why shouldn't we give you a ticket? To see what they come up. They said if they racked their brain and said they had to pee, usually would go back to the cruiser and then would wait a really long time.
Oh.
Because it's such a poor excuse. But if they admitted to say, like, I'm sorry, you know what, I ran the red light, I apologize. He said usually we wouldn't give them a ticket.
Really? No kidding. That's pretty interesting.
Wow. I mean, my mom, she's the daughter of a police officer. She doesn't have the fear necessarily, but like 20 years ago, she was putting her mom in a nursing home, and it was really, really stressful for her. She was coming back from visiting her, and I think she may have ran a red light or something, and the police officer pulled her over, and she was explained to him that she was distracted. It had been a tough day, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, all right, okay, be careful, go home. 20 minutes later, she gets pulled over again by a different cop, and she rolls down the window and says, now what? And I think that he got to the bottom of why she was so stressed out and let her go home. But I remember being
that's pretty good. Okay, now we got a cop on the line. Okay, so we won't use your name, but this, what's the most common excuse that you get from people?
Most common we get is, that I get anyways, that they have to go to the bathroom, so. That usually works, and I take pity on them. I understand that when that urge comes. But one of the best ones was I was up on side of the road on one of these side streets. It's a 30-mile-per-hour zone, and I actually heard them before I saw them. And I look up, I see a car flying down the road, got him on radar doing 48, pull him over. As I walk up to the car, he's already got his paperwork out for me. And before any words come out of my mouth, he says, I'm so sorry. I just found out my mother-in-law's on the way, and I got to get out of here.
That's pretty good.
So I just took one look at him, and I said, I feel your pain. Just put your paperwork away, and please get out of here, but slowly. Nicely.
What the f*** is that?
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
So we got Sandy standing by, and Sandy's going to tell us how she got out of a ticket with a cop. And it's an amazing story. And we'll have it right after your Men for Maine episode, which we promised, and it's up right now. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lamb walks into $3 Dewey's with some exciting news for Ephus, and we hear...
Hey, Ephus, I just applied for a job down at that new sawmill off Route 302.
Oh, what'd they say?
Well, they said I could start tomorrow at $15 an hour, and after just 2 months, the pay would go to $20 an hour.
My, that's some big money. So do you start tomorrow?
Oh, no, I'm not stupid, you know. I told them I'd wait the 2 months and start when the pay was better.
Well, that's good thinking.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Lorne and Wally. Mornings. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so Sandy, what's the deal here?
I pinched my kid.
You what?
I pinched my kid.
What do you mean?
Did they cry?
So they started crying.
Oh my God, that's fantastic. Oh my God. I know that's sick that I think that's fantastic, but that is like such a great move and like really quick thinking.
The cop was just like, just go, just go. That's awesome.
Okay. Weren't you afraid the kids would say, but she heard us?
What are you doing?
Oh, they were probably babies.
They were screaming at that point. They
Okay.
That's awesome.
Okay, Mother of the Year.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
And speaking of heartaches, ghosting, the phenomenon of ghosting. No, it's people who don't want to have a confrontation, so they just they get out of a relationship by just never showing up again.
Yeah.
That's kind of brilliant.
I mean, as somebody who likes to avoid confrontation, ghosting is something that I could participate in very easily. In fact, there's this new trend in ghosting that I have participated in. It's called ghosting jobs. Basically, what HR people are saying is that their job recruiters, they're saying that During the hiring process, they do things like not show up to an interview or take a job, then never coming in, or going to the job the first day and then never coming back. And it reminded me of a time when I was a hostess at Ruby Tuesdays at the Holyoke Mall when I was a senior at UMass Amherst. God, I loved that job. First of all, they had the best breadsticks with this honey butter, and I just stand there and eat that. But it was good. It was a good job. And then, no joke, all of the hostesses started getting pregnant. I'm not even kidding.
Really?
And I was like, I don't know. I just didn't like the vibe. And I never went back. I was like, that's it. And I never went to pick up my paycheck.
You were just like, goodbye, Ruby Tuesdays.
I never even thought about
that.
Even
good. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesdays. Right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. I have to call them Fine Mass Money and see if I
can. That when Lucy was born?
No.
Did they suspect the bellman or the concierge? Or?
No, they were... I think a lot of the cooks were involved. Yeah. A lot of cooking in that kitchen, let me tell you. But anyway,
there were a lot of buns in the oven, though, weren't there?
I was a trendsetter.
I ghosted a job one time.
You did?
I did.
What?
Yeah.
I find that hard to believe.
I was in college.
You're Mr. Responsibility.
Well, I was in college, and I needed a job. I'd come off a summer job. You know, I had a summer construction job, but I still needed money. So buddy told me, he says, they're applying, they're taking applications over in the cafeteria from one of the dormitories. And I said, okay. So I went over and applied for the job. He says, yeah, okay, you start tonight. Really? And so I was running the dishwasher. And it was a huge, huge industrial-sized dishwasher. And I found out that it was extremely hot in there, and it melted the starch in my shirts. So I just didn't go back anymore.
You know what? I feel like you can just cut bait in certain. Yep. You know, just like people can leave a job, just like walk by, see you later. Yep. There's something really liberating about
there
it.
Really,
I ghosted a job one time. I was asked by the boss to never ever come back again.
And it kind of worked out for you.
It was 20 years ago this summer.
Oh my God!
The Lorne and Wally Show.
What the f- is that, bro?
105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, we got your dirty laundry report coming up next. You going to tell them about Adele?
Oh, I do have a little information about Adele, and okay. I also have a little information about a death.
Oh.
Because, you know, I like to be cheery.
Sorry,
on
I brought
sunny
that up.
Sunny 75 day.
Okay, so I'm looking for a cloud. I was looking at the blue sky, cloudless, and all that, and then you have to bring that up.
Sorry.
Okay,
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Hey, everybody, it's time now for your 7:45 Dirty Laundry Update. LB up. What's going on? Where are you going to start?
Okay, I'm going to talk about Ben Affleck's date night and how much it upsets me. But first, we got to talk about Johnny Depp squandering his $650 million fortune. Oh, my God. He's in Rolling Stone this month. And let me tell you, this guy is hanging on by a thread. Apparently, he's suing his business manager, basically, saying that the business manager misappropriated funds. But the business manager is like, no, you just have a spending problem. He apparently he spent $75 million for 14 homes, 45 luxury vehicles, $30,000 a month on wine. I get that. $3 million to shoot the ashes of late pal Hunter S. Thompson out of a cannon. Oddly, Depp says that he spent more than that. He said Depp talks to this reporter and talks about how his divorce with Amber Heard he can't really talk about because it's a non-disclosure, but he was as low as he believed he could have gotten. He tried to ease his pain by writing a memoir, a process that involved pouring myself a vodka in the morning and writing until the tears filled my eyes and I couldn't see the page anymore. I get that. I get that. I've been on deadline, dude. It's not fun. And he's apparently really close relationship with his lawyer, Adam Waldman, who Depp only met 2 years ago and has ties to Putin. And that's weird.
Wow.
Also,
wow.
Also, he stays up all night. He's just, which is all night. And the reporter couldn't keep up with him. He tried to pull out his own tooth while at a dinner with Penelope Cruz and Stella McCartney, according to Penelope Cruz. Tom Petty's death hit Johnny Depp hard because they were really good friends. Depp claims his mother was abusive and moved his family 40 times. He admits, and this is the thing that really bothers me most of all. He admits to using an earpiece while acting so that he can be fed lines through that earpiece. And that is cheating, sir.
So he doesn't have to memorize his lines.
Yeah, I don't like it. Anyway, it's fascinating to pick up Rolling
Stone. He's got more problems than a spending problem.
He's just lost his complete grip on reality.
Really. I think that when you are that successful in Hollywood, you have to lose your grip on reality.
You know what he should do?
What?
He should come just hang out with me for a week.
Oh, yeah. He will be back to reality.
Build a deck.
Come on down.
Yeah, exactly.
Come drop the kids off at camp.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of cheating.
It grounds you.
It does ground you.
Go down to Lowe's, pick up a pallet of lumber, get some nails.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right, so let's discuss Ben Affleck for a second, because I feel like I get upset when I read these things. I want him and Jennifer Garner to get back together. Jennifer Garner's on Instagram all the time and baking and so wonderful and lovely. And Ben Affleck and his new girlfriend, Lindsay Shookus, were spotted on a romantic outing on Saturday night with her mother and father at this French and Asian fusion restaurant in Santa Monica. And they're laughing over their meals and her daughter, five-year-old daughter's there. And I know I should be happy that Ben Affleck is moving on with his life, but why? I feel like they're a little kid. Why can't mom and dad get back together? Am I alone here?
I don't think mom wants him back, to be honest.
Yep.
Am I alone? I might be alone.
Yes, I think you are.
I think you're alone. I think you're on an island way out there someplace.
I don't know. It really cuts me to the quick.
I like Jen Garner too much.
To have her go
back with Ben.
Maybe that's what I need to do. Maybe I need to concentrate on that she's not lost without him. But that I just feel like they could have worked it out. Anyway, they had dinner, and I'm upset about it. And that's the end of that.
Okay, so. You feel all over it now?
A little bit. Maybe I should talk to someone.
Okay.
Just not Johnny Depp.
Talk to Johnny Depp. He can help you out on this.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, our player this morning is a retired National Grid worker from Randolph, Massachusetts. Her name is Jeannie Walker, and Jeannie believes that over the years she's accumulated enough useless knowledge and information to win $1,000 Grand in 60 Seconds from Century Bank. The only problem that stands in your way here, Jeannie, can you recall that information in time to win the cash?
We'll see.
All right.
Okay, so you feel pretty confident, though, right?
Oh, yeah, I feel very confident.
You know what's going to happen in the next 60 seconds? LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. You answer the question as quickly as you can. If you get stumped, say pass, move on, don't waste your time on it. And then you get through, we come back, we pick up anything you missed. If you get them all right within 60 seconds, we give you $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Everybody set? Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
What is Lauren Owens' last name?
Pass.
Spell the word jealous.
J-E-A-L-O-U-S.
What is Canada's official language other than English?
French.
Who is the world's number one music retailer?
Pass.
How many faces are there on Mount Rushmore?
4.
What is Fred Flintstone's wife's name?
Pass.
What is the fifth letter in the word pregnant?
N.
What was the name of Tiffany Amber Thiessen's character on Saved by the Bell?
Pass.
With regard to your email inbox, what do the letters CC stand for?
Carbon copy.
Not counting the jokers, how many playing cards are in a deck?
52.
Okay, back up. What is Lauren Owens' last name?
Pass.
It's my favorite that you didn't get that. I mean, I know that you're going to shake your head now.
Six. You got six right.
You thought it was a trick question. It is not a trick question. My last name is Owens.
Owens. I didn't know.
Exactly. All right. The world's number one music retailer is iTunes. Wilma is Fred Flintstone's wife's name.
Wilma.
The name of Tiffany Amber Thiessen, and this is tough, his character on Saved by the Bell is Kelly Kapowski. And other than that, really good job.
Well, at least I got six right.
You got six right.
You passed. Okay. You passed.
We have a zero.
That's right. You did a great job. Don't worry. And that was a tricky question.
Consolation prize for your family four-pack of passes, the NHRA National, New England Nationals, July 6th through the 8th, New England Dragway in Epping, New Hampshire. So congratulations. Enjoy the races. Thanks for being a member of the nation. And you can be proud you did a fine job, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day.
You're welcome. Have a great summer.
Hey. How many tickets in a family four-pack?
I know.
Come on.
Okay. Hey, anybody else, if you want to play, it's pretty simple. Log on to WRR.com, fill out the application, and we'll call you. You get to play. And if you win, we're going to give you $1,000 from Century Bank. It's win a grand in 60 seconds right here at WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, we're moving in on it. The Pan Bass Challenge is coming up the weekend of August the 4th and 5th. So we got like 35 days before the big ride comes up. But LBF, you're doing the virtual ride.
I'm doing a virtual ride right in my family room with my Planet Fitness bike. And people can donate to my virtual ride. And then Planet Fitness will match that donation up to $5,000. And so that's really awesome. But
how's it going? How many miles you get done?
When's your deadline?
I have 30 days to ride 192 miles. I'm not sure I started out strong, but I started out okay. Yeah. But you know, I've noticed that even though there is a awesome exercise bike in my family room where mm-hmm. I've made it a point, I don't watch TV without being on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's still really hard to ride 192 miles in 30 days.
Has it cut down your TV watching?
Yes, okay, started reading.
When's your deadline?
Saturday.
Yeah,
really.
Friday.
This is Friday. You know. This Saturday. So, this weekend. Okay.
How many miles? At the beginning,
I was to
average about 6.4 miles per day, and now if I'm going to make deadline, it's 18.1 miles.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
Yeah, if we cut it off on Friday, it's 22.5 miles. So
I just am going to have to, for the next four days, I have to watch a movie a day. Because that's 2 hours.
I have a better idea.
What?
You need to move it into your old dining room that's now a bar. No. And the only way you can have a drink is if you complete the 18-point-whatever.
I have a drink while I complete.
Oh, I see. Perhaps that might be the problem.
It's not a bad idea. Maybe that would be the motivation.
Yeah. It started off basically you had to do 6.5 miles a day.
Yeah.
And you started out your first 2 days, you're 6.9,
5.8.
Out of the curve.
Good. And then it just kind of dropped off.
I just tried. It did drop off. I'm going to do this. I am going to figure out a way to do this come hell or high water.
Do you think Friday we should just put the bike in here and you have to ride the entire rest of your miles until
maybe.
You're done?
Okay. Maybe. We'll see how it goes this week.
Of course,
you might never get out
of the studio.
I mean, hey. Brian Bell's doing 192 in 2 days.
A lot of people do that. You know, there's stuff for everybody. Like virtual riders, you can sign up to be a virtual rider and just, you know.
You can do your own 10
just
miles.
Just do if fundraising and not even have to
pedal
it.
You don't have to pedal at all.
You could just sit.
But I'm doing some work.
Okay. /PMC. And right, we got a goal of $52 million this year. Remember, every rider raised dollar goes directly to fight cancer. It's just it is the most amazing fundraiser you've ever seen.
Yeah. Okay? I mean, there are so many success stories. You won't be one of them, but there are so many success stories.
For example.
Who believes in me? Does anybody?
Did you see our bike buddy Cam yesterday?
Oh, Cam Miller.
Pedal partner? Yeah.
This is really cool. Tell him what Cam Miller got.
Cam was on Channel 5 because he was awarded a Make-A-Wish. And he wants to be a storm chaser for the week.
Yeah, with Make-A-Wish and JetBlue, they're flying the family down to be storm chasers.
I mean, how cool is that?
That's really cool. He got a love of weather when he was in eighth grade. Now he's in high school down in Quincy, and it's really cool.
That's awesome. That's so great.
Help us out. We need your help. Just log on to WRR.com/PMC. Okay.
Oh, Cam just texted me. He said it's going to be hot and sweaty on Friday and Saturday, so you should really ride a lot today.
Okay, thank you. I will do that.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Extremely excited here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show because we have comedy legend, the pride of Burlington and Emerson College, Stephen Wright.
Yeah.
Good morning, Stephen.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Good.
It's so hard to tell.
I can tell you're fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
How's it feel having your namesake pitch for the Red Sox?
Oh, yeah. It's weird.
Weird.
If I ever meet him, I'm going to accuse him of plagiarism.
I don't blame him. Okay, let me get a little bit of business out of the way. Very first thing, because this is a chance to see a great, great show.
Steven is going to be down at the South Shore Music Circus on Friday and then at the Cape Cod Melody Tent on Saturday. If you want any information on the tickets, you can go to StephenWright.com. That's S-T-E-V-E-N, Wright.com. Steven, you always have some unusual thoughts on your mind. What have you been thinking about lately?
Nothing. I mean, I was a regular, very normal person, other than I have like an extra imagination. So, I mean, I didn't notice any weirdness till I was in junior high, I guess. I remember sitting around the table with a bunch of guys talking about weird combinations of like a flock of false teeth. A flock of false teeth for no reason. Just like, okay. That's when I started to learn the assembling of words could be really weird.
So, Steve, you ever see a psychiatrist?
Oh, yeah, I saw one when I was 8 and 9 years old.
No kidding. What'd he say?
Well, I was very disturbed because I noticed that most people, they were in double digits when they died, and I knew I was going to approaching 10 years old.
Oh.
Disturbing me.
You're kidding me.
Really?
That's amazing.
Wow. Wow. You were a different kid.
No, I mean, that's legit, I think.
You're like the kid in What About Bob?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Total logic. It's total right. Logic. I have too much logic. I've had a career from it, and that's the problem also.
Hey, did you ever go hang around the Burlington Mall?
Oh, yes. In the winter, I had a job for the mall shoveling the snow off the roofs of the mall because it was snowing so much the mall was going to cave in.
Wow.
So we would go down and shovel off the roof. I don't know why they don't do that anymore. Either the building is stronger or it doesn't snow.
It's one or the other.
I mean, I grew up listening to I Have a Pony. That was I listened to it constantly.
Oh.
You were like the stand-up version of The Far Side for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Oh,
good
yeah.
Theory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
Everything happening in one sentence. Yeah. A couple sentences summing up. I don't know. I feel lucky. That's how I think. I don't try to think like that. I just notice stuff, and then I write it down. Then I go and say it.
Yeah, and then, and then you go home.
Yeah.
Well, you've won an Oscar, and then I have two kids, so I've seen the Emoji Movie, which did not win an Oscar.
So you, it didn't?
I'm sorry to break it to you. No, it didn't win an Oscar.
You have amazing range.
That guy must have lied to me.
Hey, Steve, where do you keep your Oscar?
Oh, it's on a table in my house. Table full of notebooks and junk and stuff. It looks like a regular table, except there's this Oscar on it.
Wow.
Johnny Carson really enjoyed you. What was Carson like? Did he give you any advice as a young comic?
He didn't give me advice, but he was very supportive. He'd talk to you during the commercials, and you could tell that he identified you. He made you feel like you were part of the situation, you know, even though he was the top king guy and then you were on the bottom rung. He made you feel included, like that you both did the same thing. Just the way he talked to you, it was very amazing. That was my favorite thing I've ever done in my whole career, was to go on there for the first time, even winning an Oscar. I mean, that was just incredible.
Okay. So it's all been downhill since then, huh?
Yeah. Downhill.
Yep.
Now I'm on the phone with you.
I know, right? Okay.
We encourage you. You want to get these tickets because they will sell out.
Thank you.
And so it's South Shore Music Circus on Friday and then the Cape Cod Melody Tent on Saturday.
Either themusiccircus.org or melodytent.org. Or just go to StephenWright.com and find out what Steven's up to.
Hey, Steven, thanks a million for taking some time with us today.
Thank you very much. Nice talking.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.